The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. Yes, God is real. Everything points to God. God is real, and we're considering His awesome attributes, which are mind-boggling. We'd like to consider another one of those today. Let's listen to some words of Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27. These words were spoken in connection with the dedication of the temple. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and the heavens of heaven cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have built. Solomon in his wisdom was very much aware that God could not be confined to a building, that God was everywhere. God is spirit. And he says, this house cannot contain thee. There's a scripture found in the 139th Psalm, which tells many things about the attributes of God in reference to his omnipresence as well as his knowledge. Let's notice those words beginning in Psalms 139, verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but thou, O Lord, that thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Now notice these next words that follow that shows that God not only knows everything, God is omnipresent. He sees everything from that viewpoint. He says, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell or Sheol, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shalt thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Oh, isn't this mind-boggling to think about, that God not only knows everything about us, God sees everything in connection with us. No wonder that God will bring everything in the day of judgment to light, because he knows everything. How amazing and wonderful this is. I turn to Acts chapter 17, and we have Paul preaching on Mars Hill in Athens of ancient Greece. And he's dealing with the learned intellectual men, philosophers, and he approaches them on the basis of where they are in their heathenism and paganism. In Acts chapter 17, verse 26, well, verse 27 and 28 in particular, he says, of course, God had made it all nations, and then he said in verse 27, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Yes, in God we live and we move and we have our being. God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. God is spirit. But at the same time, God is definite person and personality. I know one of the concepts that would strip God of any personality is to say that God is the sum total of everything, pantheism. And certainly that would destroy the concept of God in the Bible. God is a personal God who exists as a person. Yet at the same time, God is everywhere as God the Spirit, and God knows everything. How amazing and wonderful. As the writer said, such thoughts are too wonderful for me. I mean, this is beyond searching out these things in reference to this Almighty God. Oh, let's notice his wonderful attributes and what great truths that are implied in them as we seek to know the God of eternity, that he is real. Yes, God is real. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. And I thank you for listening today.